Welcome to the On the Shelf podcast with host Joanna Lewis from The Pharmacist's Guide. The podcast features conversations about wellness, including nutrition, supplements, skincare, and anything else on the shelf. On top of the importance of our physical wellness, we will also touch on mental and emotional wellness throughout our episodes.
Welcome to the On the Shelf podcast, everyone. This podcast focuses on anything you can find on the shelf, specifically in the drugstore, including skincare, beauty products, supplements, and over-the-counter medications. We also touch on mental, physical, and emotional wellness, and today is really going to be focused on connection. Today is also very exciting and special for me because I am talking to my very best friend in the whole world, Julia. We grew up in the suburbs of Chicago, had many formative experiences together, but also a lot of fun. So welcome, Julia.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here. This is super fun.
Okay. So I was, you know how like you always hear in my mind, I think it's like these older ladies, but they're saying like, oh, I've known my best friend for 30, 50 years or whatever, 20 years.
Yes.
Like we've already passed that 20 year mark.
Oh, far I think surpassed.
I know, far surpassed.
not to make us sound older.
No, we met. So when I was in seventh grade, you were in sixth grade. And I really think, you know, we can go into all of that on a different podcast, but just really.
That's a whole series. That's a whole series.
Exactly. But I think like we do have, I definitely don't take it for granted, but I do think we really have something special in how we relate to each other. And we just have like this foundation, and especially what I want to talk about today is connection, how we form connections. You know, we're still in a pandemic, really, I think.
Yeah.
Not in
absolutely.
Florida.
Absolutely. Right. Out of the water, totally out of the water.
We're in our own island over here. But do you feel like it's harder to form relationships now in this stage of life? I know.
So I would say yes, because I feel like, okay, when you're growing up, I feel like it only takes one little thing. Like we go to the same school and then you connect, right?
Like, we both like Dave Matthews.
You're right. Perfect. Right. And it's so, yeah. And then I feel like as you get older, your list of filters that you put people through becomes like vast.
Oh my God. That's so profound. Like I didn't even think about it like that. I also feel like maybe this is just going through this pandemic and being so like secluded for so long. I just feel like I go away from conversations now. Like, did I say something stupid? Almost like when you first started dating someone, like, are they going to think that?
Absolutely. Like,
judge me for this.
Well, I think the pandemic caused a huge divide in people. And I think now it almost feels like there's two sides. And if you say one wrong thing that's on the wrong side that person's on, it's like you're cut off. So I can say that for me, I've found that like kind of veering away from those topics is typically the smarter route if you're trying to make friends.
At least at the beginning, right?
Yeah, at least temporarily. And then you can like, you know, let's find what we do connect on. What do we connect on? Like, oh, have you been here? Have you tried this? Oh, I was looking into that, like things that are generally okay topics, and see what you do connect on and see if you can have fun in those conversations, and then test the waters with something deeper and see where it goes from there.
No, I completely agree. Like I hadn't even thought about it like that, but I do feel like you always, like those topics don't come up, but it does come up sometimes with school. Cause we, you know, we all went through, you know, like masking and everything. Like I feel like most of my friends here are people from school. I think that's just how it's kind of happened, you know, like
right.
That's where I meet people now.
You're so involved there.
Yeah. And so it's like all my friends right now are moms. And
yeah.
I like them all. I mean, I just feel like I've met a lot of amazing, inspiring people, but I also still feel like that silly, like schoolgirl, like, oh, are they going to like me? Am I, you know,
yes.
not cool enough?
Oh my gosh. Yes. Like going like school momming is like dating. First of all, it's definitely like dating. And then you almost feel like you're kind of back in high school. Like, are they going to include me in this outing? And like,
oh my gosh. Yes. And it's honestly, it's hard with social media because you do see when you're not included or
yes.
you know, your child's not included. Or and there's times where I didn't even, it wouldn't even have been something that I would have wanted to be included in, but I still see it. And then I'm like, oh.
Right. Why? At least invite me. Like, at least just invite me.
So I can say no. Yes.
Right. Well, and another thing that's helped me is maybe this is not a good tactic, but it's helped me, but I've kind of given myself like categories to put there's people I know it sounds cliche, but it really works. Like there's people in your life for a reason, season, and a lifetime. Right. And it's okay. It's totally okay. If someone's just in your life for a season, it doesn't mean that you're a bad person. It doesn't mean that you just socially struggle or I'm not saying the right things. They just might be there for a time and you enjoy what you have and you move on. And then you find these deep soul, like what we have. I mean, we've been friends for a lifetime. And it's like people fall in these categories. And I think letting yourself be okay with that is huge.
Yes. And yes. And that's so true. Because when we left Orlando, there was like two or three moms that I really, really liked. And I felt like,
yeah,
you know, if we had stayed there, we would have become really close. It was kind of like a weird time. Like we weren't close right. enough yet, and I remember leaving, I was really sad, but they were seasonal, but they were amazing. Like, I mean, we would still be friendly if we saw each other today, but like you said, be having gratitude for that instead of maybe, you know,
right. like instead of getting down on yourself for it not turning into a deeper category. You know what I mean? Like don't be down on yourself and think that there's something wrong with you or I'm not saying or doing the right things, but just saying, okay, this person was fun and we let it go as far as it could go, you know?
Exactly. And I even like, I remember as a new pharmacist, you know, I would like rotate to all these pharmacies.
Yeah.
And like, I would take it so personally if I didn't feel like I was best friends with everyone. Like that sounds so immature.
Right.
But yes. I remember, like you just wanted to have this instant connection with everyone. And it took me a long time to be like, okay, I personally don't have an instant connection with everyone. Why do I expect everyone to have an instant connection with me?
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Yes. And it's okay. Like, it doesn't mean anything's wrong with you. Like, it's just like dating. Like we probably dated many, many people before we found our husbands. Right. Like,
right. Exactly. Right. And that's, yeah. Like I recently just went through something like this where like, I thought there was a friendship and like, we weren't super close, but it was, you know, it was generally a decent friendship. And then she kind of just like went off the rails and like went on, it got angry about something that like was not meant at all to turn into anything bad.
You're like the chillest person ever. I can't imagine.
It really was just something chill. And then it turned into this big thing. And I was talking to one of my other friends about it. And she's like, sweetie, you're not going to be everybody's jam. Like, and you have to accept that. Like, not everybody is going to like you. And you are just going to say some things that rub people the wrong way. And next thing you know, they don't like you. And it's okay.
Who cares? Yes. And it's so freeing, I think, to get to that point. And like, the older we get, I mean, I don't have time for 100 deep relationships. Like I'd rather have, you know, quality over quantity at this point.
100%. I just had this conversation with my mom. Like I have a few slots open on the weekend, right? That are like, I can dedicate to a time out, a couple hours here. Let's have a girls' night. Let's have a, you know, get a babysitter, go out with these friends. And I mean, just with young kids, I place the priority on my relationship with my husband and kids, right? Because those are your everyday most important relationships. And then it's like your friends, those of course, you know, come next. And you only have so much time after you've filled everybody's tank and they've filled yours on your family side.
Exactly. No, I totally, even like we had a lot of end of the school year activities and it was so much fun. I actually felt like energized again. Like, I'm starting to be so, I know it was amazing, but I still felt like after a big week of that, I'm like, I need to just be with my family.
Right? Yes. Right. And it's weird because I mean, we're both, I think, very naturally extroverted. We want to be in it. We want to be, you know, having fun. But I've found that like, as I've gotten older, a little bit, I've tapped into like my introverted side because you're so on all the time with kids and then your husband and then your friends and then your activities. And so I appreciate kind of that alone time more than I did when I was younger.
I love that because you were like the person who never slept. I remember being like,
oh,
how are you never. Alive right now?
It was 5 a.m. was a regular sleep time. That's and then sometimes I would go to work without having slept at all. So yeah, so I've gotten on a much healthier circadian rhythm.
Oh my God. I remember I lived with Julia. I did a rotation at Northwestern downtown and I lived with Julia for a month and that was awesome. But yes,
you got a good taste of the life.
I got a taste, but like I had to go to bed because I had to get up at like, I had to be at my rotation at like 7 or 8 every morning. Oh, that's so rough making those choices. Gosh.
I know. I put you through the ringer with.
Okay. So what, at this stage of life, right? We've already gone through like, you know, school and a lot of formative experiences. What is most important to you? Like if you, okay. So a side note, I read this quote the other day and it was amazing. It really like hit me because I think so often we think about how am I appearing to this person? How is what I'm saying coming across? But the quote was worded like, you need to look at how are they to you? Like, instead of just worrying so much about how you're coming across, like, are they a good fit for you? You know?
Yes.
Yes. I need to find the wording because it was really good, but like, what are you looking for right now?
So I feel like one of the most important things to me is the energy I get from things or the energy it takes from me is like being very aware of when I have a conversation with somebody, when I go and do something, when I go and participate in this, or when I don't do a certain thing, like paying attention to the energy, everything is energy, right? So it's like whatever that is giving off, how does that either recharge me or drain me? So I'd say like, I'm very attuned lately to, and being okay with shutting out the things that don't give off a good energy. Like, so that's definitely one most important thing that I kind of filter through every day. And then I would say, you know, relationships of course come next and understanding which ones are kind of through that same first step, which ones are good for you, which ones are bad for you. And then I think next is self care because as moms, I feel like we tend to put ourselves last. And then you end up like waking up or like, oh, I just don't feel good about myself. I don't feel like being cute or getting cute because I have this and this and this to do. And then by the end of the day, like you realize you haven't done anything for yourself, you know? And so I think self-care is definitely a huge, a definite third. So like the energy that, you know, paying attention to the things that bring me the most positive energy, my most important relationships and, you know, cutting those out that don't work. Focusing on those that do, and then self-care and self-love.
No, I 100% agree. Like circling back to making friends too, like I also think, you know, I've grown a lot in the last decade of like coming out of my shell, right? I think I always like maybe just selfishly or just because I was maybe insecure, like always wanting people to make the first move or come to me, and understanding like the more I meet people here, like there are some such inspiring women like doing these amazing things. And I always think like, is it weird? Like I, you know, like if you just ask people, like how would you, if you wanted to get to know somebody, what would you do at this stage?
Right. So
without sounding weird.
I would, no, exactly. Well, like one, just kind of reiterate what you first said, it's crazy that you just said that, because me and Justin, my husband, were just talking the other day, and he said something that was so, I don't know, like, I didn't even think about this my whole life. And he said, he's like, you know, just remember, like, you are a source of energy yourself, instead of just taking, like, you are a giver and you are a source of that energy. And you have the power to put out, you know, a unique vibration. And, like, and it was just so profound, because I feel like, I don't know, just growing up, I always felt like you kind of deal with what you're given.
Right.
You know, and it's such, we are sources of whatever we want to put out, and whatever, and are we can express that. And so just to kind of reiterate what you said, like, I so agree with that.
Like, you can attract the relationships that you want to by putting out this energy, is what you're saying, right?
Right. Or if you want to start, like, say you wanted to start a group of, you know, moms that, you know, with an age range of kids, and like, you just start it. Like, and I think I feel like weirdly powerless when we're not at all, you know? And so 100%, I think that's such,
yes.
That's such a profound thing. And I don't know why someone would feel like that. I think there's a lot of factors that go into that, but also realizing that we are sources of powerful energy as well. And so in that same regard, kind of using that, like, what do I need? What do I need? Like, what kind of friendships do I need right now? What would be good for me? Like, would a fitness mom, but, you know, almost like kind of a targeted approach to what you feel, because you are that source. And it's like, what do I need in my life that would enhance something I'm feeling a lack of, or like, I want to get good at this. Right. So it's like kind of chasing that spark that comes up in you and not ignoring it.
Yes. Okay. That reminded me of the saying that I've always heard. It's like, you pretty much are like the sum of your closest 5 or 10 friends, right?
Yes. And,
like, I always thought that was, oh, by default, well, I'm stuck with the 5 or 10 people I'm closest to. Like, I don't mean that, but like, obviously you
know,
but there's always one or two people like that maybe are, like you said, you have a few people that energize you, but that you always often right. have like some people who drain you. And especially, like, I will say, like, the healthcare environment, there's a lot of these, you know, like, there's a mix, you know, it's stressful. So people can be draining, but
exactly.
Yes. And I was thinking, like, well, what if I don't have anyone around me that inspires me? Am I just stuck? Like, that's just how it is. And I really have taken that to heart. Like, no, like, these are the people, if I want, because you know how they say, like, if your 5 best friends are entrepreneurs, you're going to be an entrepreneur. If your 5 best friends are,
oh my gosh,
you know,
yes.
running marathons, you're going to run, or if they're millionaires, you're going to be a millionaire. Like, it's kind of like
right.
this group collective energy, like you said. And I really was thinking, like, there's a couple really, really cool moms, and it's not even like they have this, there's not even like one thing I can pinpoint, like, oh, I want that in my life. It's just like, they're, to me, inspiring people. And I've asked one to coffee, and I think I'm going to walk with one in a week or so, but
yeah,
like, I was just like, you know, like, let me just make the first move. And I really think,
yes,
like, we're all kind of in the same boat. Like, we all, I think, want to be friendly and connect with people. And if you don't, you can always say no or be busy. Like, it's not a big deal. And I'm learning to just be like, okay, well, they're too, like, this is not that, like you said, this is a season, or this is not the time
yes.
in their life where they can fit someone in, or I can fit someone in. And you just kind of, instead of right. overthinking everything, just kind of let it naturally.
But I think go. Like, you're so right. Like, I a lot of times am a responder and not an initiator. Right. So, like, I want to be better at, you know, I think taking that first move. And as you know, we've lived in a lot of different places. We love to move. We love to try new things. We love to venture around and tap into our wanderlust whenever we can. And, you know, that puts you in totally brand new situations. Like, I've never been here. I don't know a single soul. Right. And so we've been in those situations quite often. And you have to be good at being like, oh my gosh, you know, we should totally check out this coffee place together, or we should totally, you know, just making that first move to show the person, hey, I'm interested in being your friend. Like, let's do something together. And you know, you can gauge by their response whether they're into it too or not. But sometimes you're afraid to make that first move, you know?
Yes. And you're right. Like, neither you or I we're not in the city we grew up in. We're not in the city. We're not around family.
Yeah.
I always remember meeting people like in college or wherever. We're like, oh, I grew up in a military family. So I lived in like 20 different cities, and they always would say,
they're how all good they were. Over the place.
Yeah. Like they were always just like, oh, it's like meeting friends isn't hard for me because they just kind of had that natural,
right?
Like they were out of their comfort zone a lot. And I think that's really maybe the biggest takeaway is comfort zone, right? We have
be comfortable being uncomfortable. Like you are going to have to branch out. You're going to have to, you know, I feel like when you do grow up around your family and high school friends and people you've known for years, you are so in your zone and you almost kind of rely on their connections, right? Like, oh, my friend of a friend's sister is having this. And you have such a web, a large network of people that you've known your whole life and grew up with. And then when that gets taken away, you are uncomfortable, right? Because you're starting from ground zero.
Oh my God, so it's even like in pharmacy school, you know, I started dating that person, but they had gone to like undergrad in that city. So they had like a huge network and a lot of friends. And it was kind of fun to like jump into that relationship because I felt like I had like, I didn't have a lot of the growing pains of a new city or a new,
right.
I kind of just absorbed all of his friends, which can be good.
It's
right.
So but. True. Yes. I have a couple friends here that like through these one or two people, I now know 30 people, you know, because, because of this, just one or two people. Right. So it's like, once you get into, say you make a good friend and then, oh, their brother or their sister and their mom and their friends and they're like, you kind of get connected in their own little circle. And, you know, it's like, if you like them, you're most likely going to like their friends. And so it you start to kind of create your own pseudo family in a sense.
Exactly. And I think that's honestly what I want people to take away from this is like you and I, obviously, I feel like we have something very rare. We've been very close friends for a long time. And,
yes.
You know, we just speak each other's language, like without 100%. Even talking. Right.
But exactly.
Like I also think maybe this is good for me and you, even though I hate it, like the fact that we're not in the same city, it almost, I feel like if we were, I would just always, you would be my neighbor.
Right? Exactly. Like we would depend on each other. And it's like, we would always just have that. And so we feel so grounded with that. And that's all that we would need, but it wouldn't help us in the sense of expanding and growing outside of them.
Exactly. And even like, I guess I want to like in healthcare, I like, there's a lot of like social media, like there's like a mom's group that's mm-hmm. popped up. And I honestly, it's been really nice. Cause I feel like it's connected us more like in ways like, oh, is there a mom in Texas? I just moved. Anyone want to meet up?
And right.
I
feel like
it's people are starting to come out of their shell, but I know it took me a long time, even when I was on social media with the Pharmacist Guide, to like respond back or to reach out to people. And now even in the last like 3 months, I have felt so just maybe empowered. Like I just maybe it's just a part of like aging and growing up, but I do feel like it's more natural. And or maybe it's one of those things, like the more you do it, the easier it is probably.
Right. Well, and I also think when we're younger, I feel like we seek a lot of outside validation, like kind of like we were saying before, like, I want you to like me, but I almost feel like as I get older, I like myself on my own.
Yes.
Just fine. You know what I'm saying? And I think when you have that level of confidence, if someone says yes to an invite or no to an invite, it doesn't affect you as much as before. And I think the more that you like yourself and your like to never be bored, right? If it was just you on your own and no one else, and you're never bored because you know yourself and you know how to entertain, you know what you like, what I want to read about, what I want to create, what I want to look into and research. But you know what I'm saying? Like when you're so confident in yourself, of friends and relationships, they're just enhancements to your life.
Oh my God. Yes.
You know,
that's perfect. I just want to like end on that because that was like the perfect way to sum it up.
I love it. I
know. But okay, so because this is on the shelf, I want to ask you some fun questions too.
Definitely. About
so I know people can't see you. This is obviously audio, but Julia mm-hmm. is like my beautiful makeup skincare guru. So when you go into a drugstore or pharmacy, like what is that thing that you always have to get?
Yes. Oh my gosh. So I would have to say, and I, maybe it's not like, you know so much more about this and maybe it's not the healthiest, but like, just like the Neutrogena, you know, I love my eye makeup. So the Neutrogena eye makeup remover, and I would love to get like your advice on, you know, better.
I actually have that.
So oh my gosh. Okay.
I have that in my counter. Yes.
Okay. It's Joanna approved.
It's Joanna approved.
Okay. Well, I feel better about this, but I feel like it's just so easy. Like you just kind of, it just, everything comes off. So I always have a bottle of that. And cause I feel like when I don't, it's really hard to get all the eye makeup off. And then I'd say for just general, like makeup, my go-to has always been L'Oreal Voluminous Mascara. It just always works.
You're right. Because I remember, you know, this is going to sound weird, but we've always like shared makeup products. Like I've never felt
yes.
like, I know that's not hygienic, but with you it's different. But anyway.
Well, totally. We would go into each other's, like yes, whenever you'd be at my place, we'd be searching through each other's drawers and I love that. And clothes
exactly.
too, of course.
And I know exactly what you're talking about because I have always seen that mascara in your makeup bag. Like,
yes.
Since forever.
Forever. It's always there. It's never not there.
Exactly. Okay. So you have two small children.
Yes.
What is something you always have to have in your medicine cabinet?
I would say for them, they like those little grape chewable Tylenols and then the Lolly's organic throat lollipops.
Oh yeah. I forgot about those. Yes.
They're so, and you know what they think it's candy and and then one will be like, well, I have a sore throat too. So at least I know that like they work and it makes them feel like it's candy and it's fun and it's going to make you feel better. So I love those things.
That's a good one. I feel like right now I cannot have enough Band-Aids. Like we're outdoors so much and kids are always like, their knees are always bleeding. Like they're always, you know, or they stub their toe at the pool or I don't know.
Oh, if you don't have a small injury every day, it wasn't a good day.
Right.
Do you do like the, you know, like the Spider-Man Band-Aids or are they just classic beige Band-Aids?
Oh yeah. We like, this is the thing. If I go to Target or some of the drugstores, they have a much better selection. But lately I've just had to go to, you know, the grocery store and it's just like the plain boring Band-Aid. So that's where we are right now.
I know. Well, I've heard that always heal faster with Spider-Man and Barbie Band-Aids. Just saying.
I think you're right. Okay. I'm going to have to take some of those. Okay. So second to last question. So for everyone listening, my friend Julia obviously knows a lot about, you know, skincare and makeup, but she's not in the healthcare profession. So is there something, if you go like see an over-the-counter product where you're just like, ooh, like I'm scared to even.
Oh, let's see. I would say, allergy, steroid, just that whole realm. I think, you know, because I know that a lot of them can cause extreme like drowsiness. And I don't even know, I mean, you're the professional in this and I don't even know what steroids actually do. And so it just sounds intense. So I tend to avoid, I would be messaging you just
you
like
think
I
of like
when...
muscle building. Yes.
Yes, exactly. And I'm like, how's that going to help like a cut or like a bump or, you know, so I don't know enough about that. So I tend to like, just get these anti-itch creams that are, you know, bug for bug bites. And, and then with allergy stuff, I don't know what to give them. What's, you know, because I don't want them to be tired at school. And Jade actually does sometimes like break out in hives. And so I always just get like a antihistamine and hope that hope that works.
No, like you're so right, because first of all, like, okay, so the like hydrocortisone creams you can buy at the drugstore are a low percent. So, okay. But you still shouldn't like slather them on. And it is for like bug bites, rashes, things like that. Like if someone's having like a mild allergic reaction.
And does it just decrease swelling and itching?
Yes.
Like, okay.
Yeah. Like okay. If you, like I had poison ivy in high school and it was, you know, yeah, it was awful. But like the allergy medicine, when I was in pharmacy school, it really was only Benadryl that you could buy over the counter, like Claritin, right. Allegra, Zyrtec were all prescription. And now,
right.
And Flonase, the inhalers, like I think now if I was not a pharmacy person going in and seeing, cause they all are pretty similar. Everyone has their preference and we could, you know, like everyone has their preference. There's a, like pluses and minuses to all three of them, but in hindsight, there's not much of a difference. So, overall.
Right. There's similar ingredients.
Yeah. Like for the most part, you can just, but anyway, I think a lot of people, I would be overwhelmed by the allergy medicine.
Yeah.
Like, if I wasn't.
Absolutely. And Jade does need some, when she breaks out in hives, it's pretty like, it looks like somebody like whipped her back. It looks horrible.
Oh, poor thing.
And so I know. And so we thankfully have found just like a general, like, antihistamine that when she takes it like 20 minutes later, it calms down, but she gets real itchy. And as she gets older, she's growing out of it. Cause we've talked with doctors and they say chronic hives are a hard thing to diagnose. And, you know, if you don't know for sure what's causing it, it can be really a struggle. And so we found what works, but it's overwhelming because I don't want to give her something that's too strong or that's just going to completely wipe her out for school. So it is overwhelming.
No, agreed. Okay, more to come on that, because I think allergy medicine is a good topic we can always talk about, like at a later.
Definitely.
Okay, so last question, and I just saw that it was like Family Health and Fitness Day this week. What is and I don't know, for everyone, you live in Colorado, which is like such a great outdoorsy state.
I want to be outside every day here.
It's amazing. So what are you guys like, do you guys have any rituals you're doing this summer? Or what are you guys doing to stay healthy?
Summer is a time of like, I feel like lack of schedule for the kids because it's, you know, there's just like no school. So I've kind of created a little schedule for them and they're getting in this flow. So every morning, you know, they wake up, eat breakfast, and then I have them read for like 30 minutes and we're, you know, it was kind of a journey to find books they love and really can get into, but they've found it. And sometimes they'll extend past their reading time. And then we've kind of also created a rule that for every hour you spend outside, you earn an hour of screen time. So I'm trying to encourage, you know, screen time's, I know, an issue among moms right now. And so I'm trying to create a balance with that. And since it's so nice outside here, almost all the time, they need to be outside like half the day. And so another thing that I'm wanting them to do is, of course, in our backyard, there's a lot of grass. And I've read a lot about grounding recently and being without shoes. And how...
Ooh, tell me about that.
Yeah, so there's magnetic forces and, you know, from the earth that people dull or completely cover up when they wear shoes. And grounding is supposed to be a super healing thing for everybody. So it's good to walk around, of course, if it's safe, with bare feet, because you're getting these waves from the earth. And I watched a whole documentary on it, and I know it's kind of woo-woo sounding, but I'm really just wanting the kids to get outside, even if it's just for 30 minutes, get their, you know, take their shirts off or put their swimsuits on, get some vitamin D from the sun, and then ground with their bare feet.
Oh, I love that. It's just like those childhood memories. No, I'm looking that up right now. Grounding is a therapeutic technique that involves doing activities that ground or electrically reconnect you to the earth.
Aww. Yes. And so, you know, we've been having them just be outside with their feet and then just getting, you know, I know too much sun is damaging and the sun is strong here, but I'll have them you know, put it or go back inside after a little while, but just to get the vitamin D, you know, from the sun and kind of just get that natural outdoors vibe instead of being on their Xboxes too long or indoors for too long.
Oh, I love it. Okay. We need to visit soon. Yes. Thank you, Julia, for this amazing conversation. It was great to catch up with you and
same with you, love.
Yes. So we will talk soon.
Sounds good.
Thank you for listening to On the Shelf. Join us next month as we continue to talk to thought leaders and change makers in the world of wellness.